I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited's Jazz History of St. Louis documentary, and this is part one. We heard a set of two spread between the second and third hours. The first one was Market Street Blues with Charles Kreff and his Jazzomaniacs in 1924, and Kreff and Leonard Ham Davis were heard on trumpet, Charlie Lawson trombone, Sammy Long and William Thornton Blue on clarinet and alto sax, William Rollin on tenor sax, Cranston Hamilton piano, Pete Patterson banjo, and Floyd Campbell on drums and vocal. Then after the station break, we heard Butterfinger Blues recorded in 1927. Charles Kreff and Dewey Jackson, this time on trumpet, Albert Wynn on trombone, William Thornton Blue and Horace Eubanks on clarinet and alto, William Rollins on tenor, Burroughs Lovingood on piano, Pete Patterson again on banjo, and Cecil White on tuba, and probably Zooty Singleton or Floyd Campbell on drums. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 1 on Jazz Unlimited. That was Benny Washington and his Six Aces, recorded in 1925 with Benny Washington on drums, Andrew Big Babe Webb on trumpet, William Harris and Harold Esty on reeds, John Arnold on piano, and Banjo Pete again. Dewey Jackson was another major trumpet player and band leader in St. Louis. He was born in St. Louis and began leading his own bands by 1924. He continued to lead bands on the riverboats until World War II, and he later played and recorded with Singleton Palmer. He's remembered by bandleader Singleton Palmer and David Hines. Here are two tunes with Dewey Jackson's Peacock Orchestra, She's Crying for Me and Capitol Blues, which were recorded in 1926.
Well, he was one hell of a trumpet player. Yeah. And swaying, and strong and powerful, never had no lip trouble that I know of. If he did, he never said anything about it. And a good band leader. But sometimes we'd leave right from one job and go to another, you know, like that all night long. Yeah, he had things pretty well sewed up at one time. Well, he, Charlie Crest, and Fate Marable, they practically had everything sewed up around here at one time.
He's one of the trumpet players I've been hearing about ever since I first picked up the instrument, because I always wanted to know who was the greatest St. Louis trumpet player. And the name kept coming up when I talked to Eddie Randall or Singleton Palmer, you know, a lot of the guys from that era. Dewey Jackson's name kept coming up. And I said, what made Dewey so great? I said, well, Louis Armstrong used to come to town quite often, and that Dewey Jackson was the only trumpet player here at that time that could hold his own with Louis. He was a man of, let's say, very, very high talent. He could play anything that he heard. Said only one drawback, you could hear Dewey for about two or three blocks. He played so loud.
Thank you. I'm blue. Yes, sir. As I live and breathe. I'm blue, blue I get. Now I know I got the blue. That's what I say, I got the blue, got the blue, that's all.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited in part one of the jazz history of St. Louis. And that was the Dewey Jackson Band doing She's Crying for Me and Capitol Blues, both in 1926. And we also heard Singleton Palmer and David Hines talk about Dewey Jackson. Dewey Jackson was heard on cornet, Albert Snyder on trumpet, William Looper on trombone, William Thornton Blue, alto and clarinet, Burroughs Loving Good piano, Pete Patterson banjo, Pops Foster on tuba, and Floyd Campbell on drums on those two. And Dewey Jackson had a long career and, of course, was revived in the late 1940s by Singleton Palmer. Several St. Louis trumpet players, Louis Metcalf from Webster Groves, Ed Allen, Joe Thomas, and Leonard Ham Davis all left St. Louis early and had long careers in New York and elsewhere. Here are three of their recordings. Yellow Dog Blues, Metcalf with Duke Ellington in 1928, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, Ed Allen on cornet with Bessie Smith in 1929, and Black Butterfly, Joe Thomas, and his combo in 1944. Following the station break.
millionaire. Spending my money, I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down and out. My friends, I haven't any.
That was three St. Louis trumpet players playing out of St. Louis. The first one was Louis Metcalf with Duke Ellington doing Yellow Dog Blues in 1928. Then Ed Allen on cornet with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out with Bessie Smith. And then Joe Thomas and his combo from 1944 doing Black Butterfly. A section player rather than a soloist, Leonard Ham Davis, had a great reputation just based on two solos with Eddie Condon and Jack Teagarden. Here's one of them. I'm Gonna Stomp Mr. Henry Lee, recorded in 1929. As Jazz Unlimited's documentary on the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 1, continues. Mr. Henry Lee was heard with Leonard Ham Davis on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, and Eddie Condon on banjo in 1929. There were two other trumpet players, R.Q. Dickerson and Bob Schaffner, that were born elsewhere but raised in St. Louis and left early in the 1920s. Another one was Mouse Randolph, born in St. Louis. He worked with the major black bands in St. Louis and then moved to Alphonso Trent and Andy Kirk in Kansas City. We will hear him next week with Alphonso Trent. and he worked with most of the major black bands in the swing era, had quite a long career. We're going to end our time with St. Louis trumpeters of the 1920s with the work of Oliver Cobb. Cobb patterned himself after Louis Armstrong and had a band called the Oliver Cobb Rhythm Kings. Cobb was an epileptic and apparently suffered a seizure while swimming in the Mississippi River and died. With that, the leadership of the Rhythm Kings was co-opted by pianist Eddie Johnson. The band became the St. Louis Crackerjacks. Singleton Palmer made his recording debut with Cobb in 1929, and we're going to hear Singleton talking about his early life and the Oliver Cobb Band, and then the Oliver Cobb Rhythm Kings will do Hot Stuff in 1929, and then there will be Cornet Pleadin' Blues with Oliver Cobb and blues singer and pianist Edith North Johnson, recorded in 1930.
If you can play a bass horn, I can keep you, you know, because he didn't have a bass. So I went home and told my old man about it. And so back in those days, it was, you know, money was kind of rough. So he did. He scraped up and got me an old sousaphone for, I think, then it cost $125. That was my Christmas present. So I switched right on over from trumpet to the tuba because... The fingering on the double B-flat tuba and trumpet, B-flat trumpet, is the same, only you play in different, well, not the bass, you're in the bass clef, see. In the meantime, I was taking trumpet lessons from Mr. Langford, P.B. Langford. He was the head of the Odd Fellows Band, and he showed me how to transpose from the transposer part, you know, to the tuba. So then I would just take second trumpet parts and just play them right, you know, on the tuba with the rest of the brass, you know. I was in Sumner then, and he was a trumpet player. Oliver, he was a good trumpet player. In fact, he played on style of Louis back in those days. He even sang like him. And I know one time when Louis came here and played at the Coliseum, and we played, was on the same bill with him. And Louis was so impressed with Oliver that he wanted to take Oliver, you know, in his band. But Oliver wouldn't go. He was epileptic. And I assume he died up in Iowa, I think Des Moines someplace. He drowned. Evidently, he might, and he was a good athlete and swimmer, so evidently he must have had a, you know, attack while he was swimming.
La 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 Love you when you won't act right, children.
Dennis Owsley, and that was the Oliver Cobb Rhythm Kings, recorded in 1929, with Cobb on cornet, Singleton Palmer on tuba, Edith North Johnson on piano, Walter and Freddie Martin on alto, Ernest Franklin on tenor, and Benny Jackson on drums in 1929. Then it was cornet, Pleadin' Blues, with Oliver Cobb and Edith North Johnson, recorded in 1930. Edith North Johnson was a well-known blues singer in St. Louis and who had really a long career here. And interestingly enough, she recorded with a man by the name of William Basie on piano in 1929 in Kansas City. The tune was Lovin' That Man Blues.
What it means to want your good man. Sometimes you cry till all your tears are gone, and again you wish you had never been born. Oh, it's so hard to love a man like I do. Though you belong to someone else, and I can never really have you for myself. Just 1 hour with you each day all would mean more to me than I can ever say. But I guess it's best that I leave you alone. You go back to your wife and your babies at home. Oh, it's so hard to love a man like I do. Thank you. guess I'll have to find me somebody new. Find me a man I can call my own, or someone I won't have to send back home. Oh, if something like that could happen to me, oh, how happy and contented I'd be. Then it wouldn't be so hard to love a man like I do.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited in part one of the jazz history of St. Louis. In 1925 and through part of 1926, the Arcadia Ballroom hired a relief band for the band in residence, which was called the Arcadian Serenaders. That band at various times had trumpeters Wingy Minone and Sterling Bowes, trombonist Sonny Lee, and occasionally clarinetist Pee Wee Russell. The relief band included Bix Beiderbecke, Ray Thurston, and later Vernon Brown, who went with Benny Goodman, and Sonny Lee trombones, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet and alto, Bud Hassler on tenor, who was a member of the symphony. He did the arranging, Frank Trumbauer, alto and C melody sax, and others. And the Trumbauer band worked all over the city, in Carbondale, and at Indiana University in Bloomington. There's no recording of the group, but a group of musicians with similar instrumentation recorded in 1927 a tune called Crying All Day. I'm Dennis Owsley. We heard Crying All Day from Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Saxophone, Big Spider Beck on cornet, P.B. Russell on clarinet, Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet and tenor, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang guitar, Chauncey Morehouse drums. And it was in St. Louis that Beiderbecke heard a lot of symphony music, probably because of Bud Hassler. He used to go to Sunday matinees of the symphony. That experience led him to compose the piano pieces In a Mist, In the Dark, Flashes, and Candlelights. He also worked with Trumbauer to improve his reading and phrasing. Beiderbecke left St. Louis a better musician than when he arrived. Bix and P.B. Russell rented an apartment in Granite City, and on Monday nights, the musicians' day off, all the jazz guys, both black and white, partied over there, chased the same women, and visited the same bawdy house, a place called Catty Red's. The trombonist for the band, Sonny Lee, also recorded with Charles Kreth in 1925. And Trumbauer, Beiderbecke, and P.B. Russell played on the stage of the Booker T. Washington Theater as guests of the Charles Kreth Band and regularly jammed with black musicians at the Chauffeurs Club in St. Louis. In jazz, the good musicians always have found a way from the earliest days to play together regardless of what their color was. There was another band in St. Louis, the Alistair Wiley Coronado Hotel Orchestra, which recorded in 1928. The tune is Come On Baby. As Jazz Unlimited's documentary on the Jazz History of St. Louis, Part 1, continues. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and the Austin Wiley Coronado Hotel Orchestra, recorded in 1928, closed tonight's Jazz History of St. Louis Part 1 on Jazz Unlimited. The tune was Come On Baby. I'd like to invite you to return next Sunday night from 9 to midnight for Part 2 of the Jazz History of St. Louis. Have a good week, and we will see you then.